I'm delighted to be able to say that a motion that I put up to explore the potential of having an off-road track was voted unanimously with no debate. So it's on the table.
Well, that's great. Well done you.
Yeah.
So what sort of area and how big? I mean, what are you thinking? What's your vision? Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's only certain areas that we've got. So we are, you know, we are quite restricted within the city of Coburn. But there wasn't an area identified many years ago out in Henderson, which is behind, there's a motorcycle track out there. So that's certainly an area that can be looked at, and it would make a much better alternative to what we've got going on now with destruction in the Bealeah Regional Park.
So tell us what is the situation? What are people doing at the moment?
Yeah. Look, it's pretty sad, actually. I mean, I think what... Well, we had a community meeting, and I know you've got Lani from the Residents Association speaking, so I'll let her talk more about that. But at that meeting, we had some young people that actually were very bold and brave and turned up because they were the ones that admitted that they have done some of that off-road riding, which was a really unique opportunity to have everybody around the table sharing their experiences. But the damage that it's causing, I mean, I was out in the Jandakot Regional Park last week, and, you know, we've got orchids that are in danger, and I'm not just talking, I mean, I'm leopard orchids, red beaks, snail orchids, we've got non-flowering bunnies, we've got beautiful paperbark trees that are 300 years old that have been there before white settlement. You know, they're the kind of things that, and the kind of species that we really want to be able to protect, and these people that are off-road cycling, they have no idea. They have no idea of those little 1 millimetre orchids trying to get through. So, you know, it was a really good all-round meeting. Everybody got to have their say. Everybody listened, was respectful. And, you know, I think we can work together and make this happen.
Beautiful. That's a really nice story for you to share with us this morning. How long would you expect this process to take now that you move from exploring the potential of this to actually seeing it happen?
Well, that's interesting. I mean, once the motion goes through, it's then delegated back to the staff and it becomes an operational matter. So we don't have any control over the time frame, and probably not a lot of control over who's going to be on the reference group. But I have made some suggestions. I would like to see, the Four Wheel Drive Association. I'd like to see tending the tracks. They look after tracks and four wheel drive, but also have a conservation arm as well. I'd like some young people sitting on that reference group. We've got a great environmental team as well at the city. I'm really positive about this.
Because there will have to be management of this as well. It can't just then be a free-for-all.
No. And that's the purpose of the reference group because, I mean, I'll be the first to admit I'm not an expert in four-wheel driving or how to manage and maintain an off-road track. So, you know, that's the beauty of having the reference group. So that we can learn from the experiences of people like the Four Wheel Drive Association that have now got a 100-kilometre track or 90-kilometre track that they've just established from Perth down to Albany. They've got a wealth of knowledge and experience that we can certainly learn from.
Leanne Smith, Deputy Mayor of the City of Coburn, we appreciate you being with us today. Lani Slaughter, as Leanne mentioned, is waiting online as well. She is the president of the Treby Community Association, which is where a lot of the trouble has been. Let's say, Lani, welcome to you.
And herself a four-wheel driver.
Yes. Hello. As mentioned, we got together as a community because there was a lot of chatter on our Facebook page about residents complaining of noise and mostly the destruction it was causing on a particular roundabout in an oval we have here. I do like to four-wheel drive myself, and just 2 weeks before that meeting I was in Llansillen with friends doing the same thing, but obviously I went somewhere that was legal to do, and I would like to see the guys who came and turned up to our meeting to ask what problem we had with them four-wheel driving, which we didn't have a problem with the four-wheel driving itself, just the destruction it was causing and the noise and their destruction of private property. But we were spoke to the police and CoSurf and got outcome from Leanne to put a motion in to get them somewhere to actually drive. I have a teenager myself, and it's very hard to get them off technology and out into the world. And wouldn't it be wonderful if we could have somewhere for teenagers, adults, to all get together?
Leanne celebrated this meeting, Lani, that this community meeting, because of the fact that there were people that participated in off-road riding and driving who may have been breaking the law but were willing to come along and share their thoughts, which sounds like a coup for you to be able to get them to sit down.
Well, when they first turned up, I thought, oh, my God, how brazen of them to turn up. But they weren't there for any fights or arguments. They just wanted to ask questions and find out what we thought and how we could move forward, because they had nothing to do.
And they want to do something they love doing.
Yes. And so we all would do that if we wanted to knit, or you start a group, you start to do stuff. If you want to start playing a band, you get guys together, you form a group, and theirs is four-wheel driving. So we had no issues with that, just to ask them to do it the right way, and we give them a path forward with that. So, yeah.
And your perspective on this, Lani, also is unique, because you're a resident, you're also a four-wheel driver and a mother. So
ticks all the boxes.
Yeah, so, at its worst, when people are beating around the bush illegally, what is it like?
Well, to be honest, I don't hear the noise from where my home is located to where they're getting into that private bushland, but I have been at a gym session close to that. It's noisy, they're disrespectful, and they didn't know, so they're just driving, ruining the bushland, our community, and tearing up the oval, which makes more potential down the road for our rates going up, the repair bills, and so on and so forth. But again, I don't want to see them getting hurt. So if it was regulated and we found out there was a burnt-out car in the middle of that bushland, what happens in that instance? What happens if they roll their vehicle? Mm. Is it going to set on fire? Is there someone there to help them?
Yeah.
Them
bushfire risks.
Bushfire response, because I also work in that industry too.
Uh-huh.
It's terrible to think that they would cause an epic domino effect on the bushland.
What about they, when they sat down to the table? I mean, because I wonder whether it's the thrill of breaking the law that excites them, or is it the thrill of actually four-wheel driving? What is it? And would they therefore just be satisfied with a space being set aside for them, do you think?
I think they would be satisfied with the space set aside for themselves. I don't think it was breaking the law that was exciting them. They just wanted to get over the hill and into that land. As I heard one of them comment that they weren't tearing through the bush. There was sand hills that they, when you're out four-wheel driving, you look at a hill and you're like, can my vehicle get up that? And I was in Lanson, as I said, we went up a hill. I wasn't driving at the time. And I was like, yeah, go on, try it. No, it didn't make it to the top of that hill. The excitement was, is this car going to roll now? We're on a sandbank, half 45 degree angle. No, you're going to put it in reverse. And do you have the skills to come back and get your vehicle back down safely? That is the thrill that they're chasing.
Yeah.
And if you make it to the top and your friend doesn't, the same as the...
Then you've won.